Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Well, happy Monday to everybody. I am Elijah B. It is an honor to speak with you this morning. And man, I apologize for my absence off and on last week. I was fighting some kind of stomach thing, and finally, after a week, it is gone, and I am back, healed, ready to discuss all things politics, media, religion, and you know, religion has really played in to this political arena. And let's not forget that it was Obama who started it, you know, by attacking the Catholics on how they were going to support contraceptives. And let's go back that it was, what's that guy's name? Stephanopoulos, who first brought up the whole issue in the debate about contraceptives. And then all of a sudden we have Ms. Fluke show up as an advocate of how she's been neglected of $3,000 to pay for her sex life, and how this is an attack against women's rights. Man, we have over the centuries, I guess, or over the, since politics has been politics, you know, conservatives have avoided the social issue. And I'm here to ask that we not avoid it anymore. You know, people say, well, let's just get back to the fiscal issues. And what they're purposely or unaware of is that the social issues is what's driving the high cost of our fiscal issues. I mean, if you think about it, it's the social issues that are unconstitutional that the White House is constantly asking for more money to cover. And that, and while there may be a problem there in order to solve, government automatically assumes they're the ones who should solve it instead of the free market, instead of capitalism. So if we're going to truly tackle the financial burdens on this country, we must also tackle the social issues driving that burden and find better, more cost-effective ways of providing maybe for those who are less fortunate. All right, from Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.